Chapter 1. If you ever visit a sewage lagoon, you'll discover what I did. It only takes one good sniff to know it's better to be on the outside looking in. Sewage lagoons are worse than nasty. Put it this way. Everything you flush down your toilet goes to the sewage lagoon. That should explain enough. If you think the contents of one flush is bad, imagine all the toilets in your city filling a pond. If you look close, and you don't want to, trust me, you can even see wads of mushy toilet paper floating in all the brown goop. Of course, kids aren't supposed to be near the lagoons. There are high steel link fences to keep people out. On both sides of the lagoon are holding tanks as big as houses. And between those tanks, walkways with guardrails cross over the lagoons. The new kid, Carter Saylor, was ready to walk above a sewage pond. He wasn't going to use the walkway. His plan was to balance on the guardrail with all the brown goopy stuff right below. I was happy to be on the outside with my friends Mickey and Lisa. We leaned against the fence, and it bent inward with our weight. I had my fingers wrapped around the link steel. The sun felt good on my back. "He's nuts," I said. This was so obvious that Mickey and Lisa didn't reply. Carter pushed off the walkway and onto the rail. He had ragged blonde hair almost to his shoulders. He wore black jeans, a black t-shirt, and black Nikes.
"Carter must want to be a sewer rat real bad," Mickey said. "I never thought he would agree to this."
We weren't an official club, but we were known as the Sewer Rats, along with a couple of other kids at school. We fought paintball wars against kids from other schools, but we call them tunnel wars because we have our paintball fights in the huge pipes of the city storm drain system. Mickey takes challenges from kids at other schools who have heard about us and sets up each new war. In the 6 months since we began, we haven't lost once. It helps that the sewer rats know the tunnels better than anyone else.
"He's stupid," Lisa said, staring at Carter. Her voice was angry.
"Ugly and stupid."
I half turned my head to look at her.
"Get your eyes off me," Lisa told me. "If I want to think he's stupid, I can, and I can say it too. Unless you want to make something of it."
I've seen Lisa punch guys full in the mouth. "Nope," I said. "He might be stupid, but I'm not." Her frown told me it would also be stupid to ask why she hated the new kid so much. All Carter had done was ask us if he could join the sewer rats. Normally, we'd let kids try a tunnel war. If a kid wasn't scared to be alone in the darkness below the streets, they could join. But Lisa had told Carter that all sewer rats passed a test at the lagoons. This test? Sneaking in and walking the guardrail above the toilet stuff below.
"Stupid or not," Mickey said, watching Carter carefully, "you've got to admit he's got guts."
Carter was in plain view on the guardrail. A security guard might notice him any second. His arms were stretched wide as he balanced himself, taking one careful step at a time.
"Guts? I hope he gets caught," Lisa said, "or falls in."
Her tone made me wonder if there was something I didn't know about Lisa and Carter. Maybe Carter had made the mistake of asking her out. Maybe he wanted to join the sewer rats because he wanted to impress her. That would have been dumb. Lisa didn't like guys in that way. Everyone in school knew that, except for maybe the new kid. He was now halfway across, walking the guardrail like it was a tightrope. I thought of the brown toilet stuff in the pond below. I thought of what might happen if a security guard came by. I started to get a scared feeling in my stomach, a ball of spiders that makes me want to throw up. The same feeling I get every time I go into the tunnels for a paintball war. "Xantor, soldier of the galaxy," I whispered in my head. Xantor has removed all emotion as he watches the rookie soldier battle the alien swamp. By creating this pretend world, I was able to make the ball of spiders stop wriggling in my stomach. I did this when I was scared. In school before a test, and in the tunnels. Scared as I was in the tunnels, there was no way I could let Mickey or Lisa know it. Ever. The sewer rats were my only friends. I was more afraid of losing them than I was of the tunnels. Xantor smiles. "The swamp test provides amusement for galaxy soldiers." The spiders of panic in my stomach stopped wiggling. Lisa stepped back from the fence. Sounds of nylon and zipper told me that Lisa was opening her backpack. She began to dig through it. I didn't take my eyes off Carter.
"What's this?" Mickey said to Lisa a few seconds later.
"What's it look like?"
she said.
"A violin?"
I finally looked over.
Lisa had an air horn, the kind that uses pressurized air to make noise, loud noise.
Think he'll be able to handle it?
Lisa asked. You wouldn't, I said.
Want to bet?
Don't do it, Mickey said.
Don't do what? This?
She pushed the button on the air horn, and the sound almost broke my eardrums. At the walkway, Carter staggered like he had jumped a little at the sudden sound. Mickey spun and shouted at her. Are you nuts? Don't! Lisa cut Mickey off by blaring the air horn again. Lisa blared the air horn in more short blasts. Two things happened by the lagoon. A big security guard came running around the corner of a holding tank, and Carter saw the security guard and lost his balance. As he fell, his head bounced off the guardrail. Carter dropped into the goop like a giant rock. No splashing around to swim, no coming up for air. The security guard shouted. There was still no splashing around, still no sign of Carter. The security guard dove in after him.